This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. By now, you should have received your W-2 forms reporting your income last year, and we've entered the season of receipts and tax forms, especially for those who expect a refund and want it ASAP. You should know that tax preparers are in many ways unregulated. Some preparers have gotten into trouble. The Justice Department wants to shut down a Liberty Tax franchise in South Carolina, and Maryland's controller won't process returns from more than 20 preparers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on that story.
31-year-old Megan Martinez is the kind of person who reads something thoroughly before she signs it. This year, she had Liberty Tax Service do her taxes, going to a Liberty office near her home in Raleigh, North Carolina. Martinez found a mistake on her return.
I realized that the entire cost of goods section on the Schedule C was blank.
Let me translate. The cost of goods is what, say, retailers spend on their inventory. Martinez sells stuff on eBay, and she says she spent more than $21,000 on inventory last year. Martinez says after the mistake was corrected, she got a refund. But her Liberty tax preparer charged her $90 more because an extra form was used.
She's like, oh, no, you don't owe me anything additional. We'll just take it out of your refund. I'm thinking, but that's still my money. But they make you feel like it's play money or something.
In all, Martinez ended up paying Liberty Tax $198 in real money. Liberty Tax General Counsel and Chief Compliance Officer Jim Wheaton can't comment on specific cases, but he did tell me it's hard for Liberty to discipline people working in their local offices because almost all of them are franchises.
Well, they're not our employee, and so we don't have the ability to order the employee to be fired.
Liberty can report preparers to the IRS. Wheaton says several years ago, the IRS tried to implement testing and registration requirements for tax preparers, but federal courts ruled it didn't have that power. Chi-Chi Wu is a staff attorney at the National Consumer Law Center. She says the courts left a vacuum.
It allows a culture of errors and sometimes even fraud to flourish.
Wu says some Liberty Tax Service franchises are accused of making up expenses and deductions. Liberty's Jim Wheaton says those allegations involve less than 1% of Liberty's tax preparers, and he says he would welcome more IRS supervision. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.